Hey everyone, welcome back to Kinda Relatable. Happy New Year, and I'm here with Jess.
It's about time.
It's 2021, which is crazy. We're recording this on New Year's Day.
We are. We're starting it out strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. Last night, when like after the midnight countdown, and I was looking down at my film camera because it has like the date stamp on it, it changed to 1/1/21. And I was like, this is
bizarre.
So weird.
Like what world am I living in right now?
Yeah, I was like, we're gonna get to 2021, but like seeing the date on it change and like on my phone, and I was looking around at everyone, I was like, y'all, it's 2021.
It is the future. We are here.
It's just so weird.
I know.
I feel like this past year was the fastest, but the slowest year ever.
Yeah. It almost felt like every week felt like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then every month felt like a week.
Ugh, we made it. We made it, everybody. We are in 2021.
It. We are in the new year. And so in today's episode, I'm having Jess here because we're going to talk about 2020.
Yes.
Even though we don't want to relive the year.
No, but I think there's also a point where we're going to look back and we'll be like, that all happened.
Yeah. And I thought this was a perfect episode because a lot of things that passed by this year or that we went through doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
But it feels like 7 years ago.
It also feels like it was 10 million years ago. Okay. There's one thing that I thought happened in 2020, but it wasn't in 2020.
When was it?
It was in like August of 2019. It was when people were texting their number neighbors. Do you remember that?
No,
I didn't have this on the list, but there was like this thing where everyone was like texting the phone number with one digit below you, like the very last number, one digit.
Oh,
under,
interesting.
One digit over. I think it was like,
what were they saying? Just like, hi,
people.
My
were
name's
just like,
Jess.
Yeah, they're like, hi, what? My name's blah, blah, blah. I'm your number neighbor, and people were just like texting them.
Number neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, this is unfortunate because my number neighbor are my parents, and that's no fun.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, well, that's not fun.
Some people. Like we're texting random people, and I would, I really thought that was 2020. So I had it on the list for a little bit. And then I looked it up. I don't know how accurate the internet was.
Wikipedia is so accurate.
Yeah. But like, but like, yeah, that was in August. So
what? Wow. I didn't even know that was the thing. And I'm over here in 2021. Yeah. Like, wow, that sounds interesting.
Cause it was really lame. And I think a lot of like young people did.
Was it the youngins?
Yeah. It was the youngins. Wow, it was probably
really
a Twitter.
Bored.
Yeah. It was probably a Twitter thing. But speaking of Wikipedia, sorry, yeah. This is so random.
No, go for it.
I was looking something up, and sometimes Wikipedia, you just have to look at it, you know, like
with a grain of salt, you know?
Yeah. Like sometimes it's just like random celebrity something that you just Google and you don't care if it's true or not. Anyways,
what'd you find?
There's like, not about a celebrity, but like Wikipedia has like a little ad blurb thing.
Okay.
Like asking people to donate money to them right now.
Why do they need money?
I don't know.
They don't even come up with their own information. People
know.
Do it. Like,
I know. So I looked at it was like, hey, this is
like their own Patreon kind of situation.
Kind of, yeah.
What?
They have like this whole blurb. You know when like there's like a different section, like a different color, and it's like from Wikipedia alert. Like if you enjoy using Wikipedia, you should put in a donation of $2.75.
This isn't like saving the animals. This isn't like feeding the poor. It literally is just like, do you want more knowledge of other people's knowledge? Where it's like, no, I'm helping you. Like, why am I paying you to help me to help myself?
We edit this for free.
Yeah.
Who is getting the money?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just thought it was really funny. And I brought it up the other day and people were like, Wikipedia's always asked for money. And I'm like, I've never seen it on there.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I'm like, how selfish,
right?
ads. Don't believe them. You guys. So 2021, Jillian and I started the year being healthy girls.
Yes.
So we had a healthy lunch. Mm-hmm. Jillian's on her paleo situation.
Paleo.
I'm not, but I ate a salad.
And we're then eating healthy.
Yeah. And then we went on a walk and we realized it is really cold in Houston today. It rained the past 2 days. And so we decided to go on a walk on New Year's Day because it's so beautiful outside. And so did the rest
perfect.
Of the world. And then we realized it's too cold. And then we ran to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to find a mask somewhere. So
yeah, we weren't intending to get anything at a store, but it just got so cold. We were like, no, we can't keep walking without a coffee in our hand.
And I just like to have a little coffee. And there there's one next to me. But yeah, that was a nice way to start the year. And like halfway through the day, I forgot it was the new year.
Honestly, though. Hey, at least it wasn't like raining like yesterday.
Yeah.
That would have been a really sad way to start the year. Ugh,
that'd be awful.
You know?
But everybody's pretty optimistic about the new year because, you know, COVID just disappeared today.
It did not. Yeah, I know. But hey, hopefully everyone's optimism goes up. Yeah. I'm going to need some positivity around here.
Yeah. But before we move into 2021, we're going to review.
Look back on
all
the year.
All the things. I didn't want to really like go into all the negative things because today we're just going to go into fun little either like trends or little like social things that happened that were
iconic things.
Yeah. Iconic things from 2020.
Yeah.
So overall, I'm very grateful that nothing like really bad happened to me last year. And I have like survivor's guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, where it's just, yeah, we didn't experience anything inherently.
Yeah.
Like damaging as far as us personally, but we feel for everybody that has had some hardships this year, which a lot of people have their own story.
Yeah,
of
for
this
sure.
Year, so.
And I for sure feel for them. But at the same time, like I'm kind of grateful for 2020 because a lot of my life has like changed for the better this year, this past year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's why I just want to kind of review that. And
yeah.
Had to do some little PR right there.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning of the year. January
seems so long, right? Far, far away.
Far, far away, a long time ago,
12 minutes ago.
This was almost exactly a year ago. On January 8th, Meghan and Harry quit the royal fam.
That's crazy. That was only last year?
That was 1 year ago.
You guys, okay, also, plug in too. Apparently they have a podcast that just came out.
They do?
Yeah, you didn't hear about it?
The two of them?
Yeah, they call it Archwell, like after their son Archie.
Uh-huh.
So it's on all streaming platforms. The first episode came out like last week.
Well, I have to listen to that.
I know. I need to listen to it too. I haven't had the chance to, mainly because I've been off and I just have just been laying around and being lazy.
Yeah,
but
not like listening yet on your phone.
Oh my gosh. That's interesting. They have their own podcast.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Which I'm like, what tea are they going to spill?
Right. And I was also wondering like, what are they... I mean, I don't really keep up with them, but what are they doing outside of the royal family? Like, do they still get money from them? Or is she like acting
again? No, I think
they're
like completely detached, I think. I'm not a reliable source right now. I hear about this from my boss. My boss is obsessed with the royal family and the crown and like all the other things about the royal family. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's been like telling me like, yeah, no, they're like, they've like let go of their duties.
Wow.
All these things. Mm-hmm. I think they're in Canada,
I'm pretty sure they were in Canada when they first moved.
Crazy.
That's
I just
so
am over
weird.
Here I'm like, obviously we are watching it from the outside, but I'm over here I'm like, they deserve a normal life, honestly.
Yeah, and if they
did
want.
You ever watch her in Suits?
No.
Oh my god, I love Suits. And I was like, yes, Meghan. I love her.
Yeah,
she's great.
That's so funny.
So
but yeah, I can't believe that was a year ago.
I felt like that was in 2019. I can't believe that was.
I felt like that too, but I guess they got married in 2019 and that whole thing, but then they left in
very
January.
Short-lived.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, it's not like he was going to get a throne or anything.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think he was even like second. I think he was like, I think my boss said like ninth or sixth or something. What? Like he wasn't even like after, if it was after William, it was like someone else, like a cousin or something.
Really?
Something like that.
I don't know how the royal family works.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was crazy. And then I remember like in January, I went on like my first trip of 2020. I went to Las Vegas.
Wow. That was in January?
Yeah, that was January.
That's crazy.
We were like, yeah, we're going to live our best lives this year. LOL.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I didn't do any trips in 2020. My last trip was in September of 2019. And I visited my best friend in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
That was my last trip.
Oh my gosh.
I know. My like travel bug is itching to go somewhere. So I'm like, Jesus help me.
I've gone on a couple trips this year, so I can't really talk.
Oh no, I'm happy for you. Yeah. I'm jealous. I'm over here. I'm like, I need to do something. I need to go somewhere.
Maybe sometime this year. Like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
you'll
true.
Figure one out.
I know. I just need to find out like a small trip. I'm trying to be responsible, but at the same time, like help.
Help me.
Hip.
But yeah, okay. I don't remember anything from February. I didn't write anything at least. Well,
February was like the calm before the storm, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like everybody was like, you know.
Oh, you know what I did see? No, February was Super Bowl. That was Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, they caused. I'm just kidding.
But that was like, I thought that wasn't last year.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was Shakira and J-Lo because that was when the Super Bowl. It's always in February.
I remember that because we're at my cousin's house and we were like bored.
Yeah.
Low key.
But that was that time.
That's crazy. And everything was normal.
Yeah. Everyone was at the Super Bowl.
We had no idea.
I know.
I didn't date all of them. No, you're good. Just kind of like listed them. But anyways, in March, I didn't watch this, but I remember this was like the first. I didn't watch this at all. Wow. Tiger King.
Like pop culture, real talk, Jillian. You haven't watched it?
No, I refused to.
Well, I don't blame you. It's like trash TV, you know?
Yeah.
It's like something you watched like way back when on like MTV or VH1 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I remember it was like at the very beginning of quarantine.
It really was. And that's what's crazy. I think when everyone markers like, hey, Tiger King was the beginning of quarantine, mm-hmm. everyone's like, what?
They're like season one. Okay, sorry, this is like a jump, but like, the lady from Tiger King was like tweeting some mess with Carol Baskins was tweeting something with like Cardi B, and they were like, I love when a season one COVID character fights with a season five COVID character.
Oh my God.
Because it's like Tiger season King one, and season, then Cardi B.
Oh my
B,
God, you're not wrong.
Because everyone's like season one of COVID. Waves. Yeah. Season one was Tiger King. Season two is other stuff that we're going to talk about in a second. But yeah.
Oh no.
Isn't that funny?
I'm like, get Carol out of there, dude. She does not deserve that face time. When I saw her that she went on freaking Dancing with the Stars, I went, get out of here.
Yeah, they're like, she's literally a celebrity now, and it's weird.
But apparently someone that worked at one of her locations or whatever, mm-hmm. her, I don't know, what do we even call those, sanctuaries? I don't know. Apparently got like an arm or a leg or something. They got an attack at one of her locations. I went, we knew it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, step aside, Carol.
Because didn't they all say that, like, she definitely killed her husband and fed him to
honestly,
the tigers?
I think if you were to ask anybody, and if you were to pull that, I'm pretty sure everybody would say she did it.
Oh my gosh.
Which I'm like, I'm not even concerned about her. Like, it's one of those, like, it's undoubtedly that she's crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, but what's wrong with her husband?
Oh my gosh.
Why are you, get out now.
Get out now.
Get out now. Go.
That's so funny. See, and like everyone talked about it at the beginning of quarantine. Maybe that was the reason why I didn't watch it, because I hate when people like put something mainstream and then it's like so popular and then I like watch it and it sucks, or I try it and it sucks. Like that's why I'm very against like fads until they die down a little bit.
Fair enough. No, I can understand that. But you know why people were watching it, Jillian?
Why?
Because it's such a train wreck. It was like a distraction from the actual train wreck of 2020.
Right.
That's why people were watching it. Like Tiger King, it like was like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Because it was a distraction. Mm-hmm. And once it finished, everyone was like, where's Delia? Oh my God.
Give me something else to focus on, because my life sucks.
It's
going to
be
right
like
now.
One of the first send help. Like I will do a counter or something and be like, how many times did I say send help?
Send help. It's like six right now.
I know.
Well, reviewing 2020.
We're only in March.
I know. Reviewing 2020, it's going to go through all that. In May were the murder hornets.
Oh, yo. Okay. Did you see the video?
I saw like pictures of the murder hornets and how did like, you see the giant video? They were. I never saw a video. I don't even know where they were.
I think like Pacific like Northwest.
Okay,
is where
that's
they found
what I thought.
It. But I saw the video and I was like, oh my gosh.
Were they like flying around or something?
I mean, they were like flying around, but like it's like the how they find the things that they kill after. Mm-hmm. Like they like decapitate the insects. Like,
oh no.
Yeah, it's like, and that's why there's some murder hornets. I just am over here. I'm like, I just remember when that happened, it came out and I saw it on social media, and then I think I saw someone repost and they said, no. They just said, no.
And little did they know that was still the beginning of the year.
I know. That's insane. May. I mean, I think they said they found it, but then they got rid of the nest so that it didn't like colony. But it's like, how do you really know? Like bugs, like those ones are big, but like bugs are bugs. So
yeah,
like,
they can be anywhere.
I don't know. And I think that's like the concern there. Like, they don't want it to manifest itself, whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, I feel like I've seen this on like Black Mirror. And I'm like,
I know. I was
this
like,
this has happened. This I've seen this somewhere. I don't know where, but I've seen it.
I've made so many jokes where I'm like, 2020 is a Black Mirror episode.
Honest to God. We just gave them way more intel than for like more seasons.
Yeah.
I feel like.
So I think it was like the end of 2019 was when that like movie special came out from them. Do you remember? Like the interactive Black Mirror episode?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
You're right.
That
was
the end of 2019.
I forgot about that, where you're watching and you can choose like what are they going to do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so one of them was like, watch Netflix. What the F is Netflix?
Do you remember? Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I watched it. That's so funny because like I watched the Black Mirror episode special. I was like on a date with this guy and we like went through all of the options of everything because most of the times like
bonding time.
I know, right?
That's kind of terrifying.
We would go through.
Because there's so many options.
Yeah, we would go through the options and then he would like die every time or something, or it would like end every time. Mm-hmm. So he like showed me that because I think he had watched it before I had watched it.
But
he
did like one of those scenarios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so he told me that you had to like pick a certain thing that for like the movie to end.
Yeah. Yeah. Which also, Black Mirror. Why? I like it just in general. Everybody that's watched it, you know, the people that write it.
Yeah.
Find help.
but it's so good.
It's so good. But I'm also like, this is terrifying that someone is putting this idea out there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, who comes up with this? But I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
But I just want to live a little bit naively that stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But I'm like, y'all crazy.
Yeah. And like, I was like, the show is entertaining. It's good. But what's the purpose of it? Is it supposed to scare us away from technology?
Maybe, but or just like make you aware, maybe. But I'm also kind of like, but like real talk though.
Yeah,
Google Ads. I just feel like there's so many things. I'm like the device on my phone, whichever one you use at your house. I'm not gonna say them because I don't want to alert all of them. But terrifying.
There's a funny meme that was on Instagram. One of our friends from church posted it. Mm-hmm. It was like in the 1960s. Oh no, you have to come over and tell me in person because I don't want a wiretap to hear me. 2020. Hey, wiretap, can you give me a recipe for pancakes?
Actually, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. There was a meme that I saw, which I just feel like 2020, dude, meme trolls galore.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like everybody's sitting at home, they got nothing else to do, they'd be making memes.
Yeah.
But one of the memes I saw like towards the Christmas time, which mm-hmm. I guess I'm jumping ahead, but they're like telling, it was like this meme telling the wife like, hey, if you really want that present really bad, just like yell whatever you want into your husband's phone so he gets all the ads. And I'm like, yo, that's how it's
worried. Right. You're like, engagement ring wedding dress. Or just Google it on his phone one time and then all of his
ads. It literally will show up every time.
Yeah. It's weird. It.
Google Ads got the best of me this year.
I know. Instagram, there's so many things
I've gotten this year that I'm like,
I've definitely bought clothes from an Instagram ad.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't trust Instagram.
It finally got me. Well, no. I didn't buy it from Instagram, but like a clothing store popped up on my ad. Mm-hmm. So then I looked up their website. Yeah. So I bought it from their website.
It's because they know we're scrolling, man.
Yeah, it's annoying. But also kind of like it.
Okay. You know me so well.
You're helping
me out. I feel so known.
I did need a sweater. How did you know? Or three. But yeah. Oh my gosh. That it does help me sometimes though. But other times I'm like, man, I just was curious about headphones one time. And now I have headphones in my ads for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because it like almost cycles out different. Maybe because of what you're searching. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's crazy. Well, anyway, speaking of other trends, I don't know when this started, but I know it happened like this past year. Tie dye and bleaching your clothes.
Yo, it's because people can't afford to pay for new things.
Right? And everyone got so bored that they were like, you know what?
She says that she has a tie dye hat on top of her mirror.
I have a tie dye hat. I have a bleach hood. I have like two bleached hoodies. I have like two bleached or tie-dye t-shirts.
It's just like any form of DIYing. It's because people are literally like, who, where else?
Yeah, but it has to be like the right kind of bleach or tie-dye. Like I don't like patterns. I like the more random splotchiness. You know,
lessons learned from those. So don't do a swirl, do a splatter.
Yeah, just do like a random splatter.
Oh, okay.
Like the youth shirts from church are all like,
hand done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it's like a thing.
It's a one of a kind.
It's like a thing. But yeah, I still kind of like it. It kind of died down. Tie-dye died down a little bit, but bleach is still, I think, I don't think
I can pull off like bleached acid like washed things.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it.
It just makes me look like I'm 12, though. That's the only thing. You know what I mean? Like, when you're in the sixth grade, you, like, wear a lot of acid wash.
You like the shirt I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
And so people, like, don't know how old I am. Oh, also, this year, my birthday, when I turned 26, some people were like, Jillian, I thought you were, like, 21. I was like, don't slap me.
You age well, man. You age well.
Asian just don't raisin.
Real talk. You say it from the mountaintops. I'm over here. I'm like, that's fine. People still card me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I've been carded.
People still card me. And I'm over here. I'm like, you know, I'm not insulted. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You think I'm under 21?
You're like, even though I'm probably like 5 years older than you.
Yeah. Honest to God. Like, I'm like shocked still. Like, I'm like, you guys, for those of you that don't know, I'm 27 years old. Mm-hmm. I should not still be carded.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I look young. They assume I'm under 21, which I'm like, you know, I'm hopeful. It's okay.
You're like, I'll take it when I'm in my 40s and I look 28.
Exactly.
It's true.
But
sometimes it's frustrating because, like, some of them are, like, closer friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess, like, with some of your friends, you're not just like, how old are you? You know what I mean? Like, you're just kind of friends. You're around the same age or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then some people are like, well, that's crazy, Jillian, because I thought you were like 21, 22. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm older than you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, don't disrespect me.
Yeah. Elder Millennial.
We just watched Elder Millennial and it was so
good.
With
Eliza. Y'all. If you've never watched her stand-up special on Netflix, you will thank me later.
So good.
Accurate. If you're a millennial, you'll understand. Mm-hmm.
I did like that she broke it up with like relevant topics and she like stood
they
up
flowed
for
her storytelling is really good.
Yeah.
Like she's like hilarious. Like she doesn't just like tell you a joke. It's like she gives you the full rundown.
And how she, like, her comedy is kind of how my comedy is.
Yeah.
Like, she, like, acts stuff out and, like, does, like, the... Like,
yeah, like, the weird sound effects.
Sound effects, because that's, like, funny to me, because I don't mind embarrassing myself and acting weird.
Right.
And so, like, I'll, like... Sometimes when I notice myself when I'm telling a joke, I'll stand up and like act it out.
Yeah, like I'm a very, you want like, them to be in the moment with you.
Yeah, I have, like, physical humor.
If that makes sense. Yeah,
so
no,
I can like act it out. And so I loved how she did that. It was just so funny.
Like all of it. Just all of it. It like it made it that much better. It wasn't just like them telling like a dry joke.
Exactly. She like acted it out and she's like super weird.
I want to be friends with her.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow her on Instagram. I like her. She's funny. But yeah, that was really good. Did that come out in 2020?
No, I think that was 2018.
Oh.
But still relevant.
Crazy.
But still relevant.
I'm a little late. You know this trend because you participated in some of the baking last year.
Yeah.
Banana bread was a big
thing.
I think that was like March, April.
I didn't realize it was like banana bread. I think it's because at that point I was like getting so into like the baking thing. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't know, pre-2020, I have a story of where... When I was in college, I burned my arm because I was toasting bread in the oven.
I don't know the story.
Really? You didn't know? No, like I legit have a scar on my arm.
What?
Yeah. And essentially, I was convinced. I was like, cooking is not the world for me. Like, I can't cook. I can't bake. No, I don't know what happened. Like, of all the things that came out of 2020, that was probably like the highlight of 2020 for me.
Yeah.
Personally. Yes, that is one of the benefits that I've had from 2020 was that for some weird reason, I said, I have nothing to do. I'm trapped in this house.
And you are what the can new I make? You're the new Joanna Gaines.
I will accept that. Thank you. That is the greatest compliment I've ever had in my life.
You know what I loved, though, was like one of your first flat lays that you took in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
With like the flour. And I don't remember what was in it.
I think it was cookies.
It was so like I saw that and I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, excuse my language. I'm a hoe for good flat lays.
Yeah.
Like, I love a good flat lay.
She loved it.
It's hard to do a good flat lay.
I know. You gotta stand up on something.
But you have a good eye for them.
Thanks.
A lot of people cannot make a good flat. Like,
thanks.
I can't even tell you.
It takes me like 15 minutes.
Yeah. And some people are just like, okay.
You gotta rearrange it. You gotta make sure the lighting's good.
Exactly. And you have to have like different elements of everything.
You
so
have
like
to have texture.
Yeah. You have to have like small things in it, big things in it. And you did such a good job. And I
love
this. So
as
much.
A photographer, I will... Like, that was just my iPhone, but I will take the compliment. I'm like, thanks. I like, I like pretty things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank I was you. Obsessed with your flat light. And thank iPhone you. Photography is the way to go. If you look at like
yeah.
any influencer or anything on Instagram, mm-hmm. they're just using iPhone because no one yeah. wants high quality. I mean, some people do, but.
Well, either way, is you know what I realized on mm-hmm. Instagram what? For you guys that are what? Super into your Instagram? Mm-hmm. Instagram will repixelate your pictures on your story. So you have to like, it is. A mess.
Yeah. So if you
like the photography part is fine, like if you're yeah. just posting on your feed, but on your story mm-hmm. it repixelates.
Yeah, it resizes everything, so that's why you have to export them a certain number of pixels.
See, didn't know that. The only yeah. reason why I say this because speaking of 2020, I got a new iPhone. I got the iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Yeah.
And I'm over here, I'm like, y'all give me the camera. And I started posting videos and I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
It looks terrible. Well,
a lot of the time it renders it and makes it a smaller file if you put a GIF over your video. So what I've learned is don't put GIFs over your videos because it lowers the quality.
Oh.
You can put GIFs next
same
to
thing
like
with a boomerang?
Yeah. Any video that you post, if you put a GIF on top of it, it renders it lower. I don't know why.
Little social media hack, right? For you guys.
You can put a GIF over a photo and it not. I think it might still do it. You just have to be picky and choosy with when you use a GIF or not.
Hmm.
Like if you're sharing a post, you know how sometimes
I
like when you
put
post something,
that makes so much sense now.
Yeah. So if you're sharing your post from your feed
mm-hmm.
and then you put a GIF, it won't lower the quality because it's a hyperlinked photo. But if you're like uploading a picture to your story or a video and then you put a GIF on top, it'll lower the resolution.
I learned something new.
Just a quick tip.
Yeah. For all of you guys, don't lower your quality of video.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Just, yeah. You can put a sticker.
Not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
But
I'm telling you, GIFs are like, those are like my...
Right.
It's my love language.
I know. I like yeah. them a lot.
They really speak what's in my soul.
You do send a lot of like
I
GIF
do.
Video.
She's saying that nicely, but yeah. really is the truth.
No, because I send them all the time. Our work group text, we only send each other like
yeah.
GIFs. As
it won't convey how your heart feels.
Yeah, as responses. Yeah.
Exactly.
And some people send like the same ones every single time, but it like delivers well or it delivers not
yeah.
well. So you have to be selective. But yeah. I
find,
know
find a good one. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of social media, I'm going to skip over one, but we'll get back to it. TikTok
became
a thing this year.
TikTok got eliminated, didn't it? Did they get rid of it? Is that like official? I just remember it being on the news, them saying like,
I think
we got to get rid. All I remember is them saying we have to get rid of it. It's
yeah,
from China.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
I know that people in like the military weren't allowed to have it on their phones or something because like hacking issues.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know the extent of that though. And apparently they like weren't allowing new downloads of TikTok.
Okay.
But if you had it already,
you couldn't
it was
get rid
okay.
of it.
And I think what they said was they weren't going to allow updates anymore. So whenever the phones advance too much, we won't be able to use TikTok anymore.
Interesting.
So they're going to slowly
like
phase
capsule.
It out. Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny. Wait, that makes me sad for all the... like the social media influencers are
right.
on there and they make their money on there.
Well, they're all slowly becoming YouTubers.
And are YouTubers not Instagrammers?
What?
You remember? Oh, wait. Didn't this year Instagram added Reels because of that?
Yeah. Well, they didn't add Reels because they were getting rid of TikTok. All of social media platforms just start adopting whatever's working best on other platforms.
Oh, fair enough.
So that they can steal it. So that's why like...
So that people would just be like, oh, it's
yeah.
on there too.
So that's why Instagram... phased Weird. Out a lot of Snapchatters because we could add stories on Instagram because stories
yeah.
were originally
I forgot
a Snapchat
about that.
Thing
yeah, yeah yeah
and then a lot of like younger people still use Snapchat but more people are posting on their stories like aesthetically on Instagram because
yeah.
they took that feature from Snapchat's idea and so Instagram also took Reels idea from TikTok
interesting
and everyone just uploads their TikToks to Reels.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that because
you know,
it still has like the logo on
it.
It
has the TikTok symbol on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So eventually, I think because they worked around like the laws or whatever, they're just going to phase out TikTok, I think.
Interesting.
Because everybody, I feel like, naturally is going to want to consolidate their social media onto one thing.
Yeah, it's just a lot to keep up with that many.
That's why I love Instagram. Even though Instagram's
frustrating. Oh, I love Instagram.
It's frustrating, but
it's frustrating when they started doing all those updates.
I know.
Like the stuff on the side. You know what I mean?
I don't.
The bar on the side.
I don't like that they moved the like button up to the top right.
Oh, yeah. And the upload button.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than I just want to click it on the bottom where it's easier for me.
And they made like your name a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Switching between your accounts.
Yeah. But I also think back to like a psychology class I took in high school where it's like when you reach a certain age range, you mm-hmm. stop liking new things because you just want things to stay the same.
Which is why old people.
Which is why old people like don't want to adapt to younger things. But young people love yeah. to adapt because of like different yeah. age range. Anyways.
It's because they're easy to be moldy.
I know. Yeah, easy exactly. to mold. Yeah. That's why. So I'm like low key. Am I like getting old because I don't like new stuff?
Elder millennial.
I know. I'm
elder. I'm an elder.
I'm not quite elder. I'm like a mid.
I'm an elder. I'll I'm say a it. Mid. Why not? Yeah, I feel like an elder.
Another thing from 2020, the toilet paper freak out.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I just remember at the very beginning, everyone was like, you "just buy a bunch of hand sanitizer and toilet paper," and it's like, huh?
Yeah, I was like. You can't wipe your butt.
We joked about it at work all the time because in our work restrooms we have bidets. So we're like,
oh really?
Yeah. So we're fancy. Like, we're like, y'all, we're good.
That's so funny. No, but Jillian, as a Filipino, you're like, LOL, jokes on you. I got a thobble.
I know y'all late to the game. We use a thobble
and we're cleaner. That's so funny.
For those of you who don't know what a thobble is, sorry, we just sound like super like Filipino. It's a bucket.
That or you no, it's fill, like a pail.
It's a pail.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it has a long handle.
Yeah. Like a pail that you would use to like, I don't know, like when you go like make sandcastles almost, you know, like the little.
Yeah, pails. I guess. Yeah.
Or yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. you fill it with water and you use that as a to reverse clean. Bidet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Bidets are the fancier version. And so now yeah. everyone's like, oh, bidet, it's fancy. It's like, oh, y'all made fun of my bucket. Now y'all,
yeah, exactly. It's like, who's worrying now? We don't have toilet paper. Yeah, we'll be fine.
Exactly. But everybody was like buying loads of toilet paper.
I forgot about that.
Because I guess everyone was just like, oh my gosh, we're going to be stuck like at
paper
home.
Towels, mm-hmm. water bottles.
Yeah. Water was gone.
Like, you legit. I just remember walking into like HEB or Costco mm-hmm. and being like, I feel like I'm at The Walking Dead. Like, I feel like I'm yeah. living in it.
It was like whenever Harvey hit and everything oh, yeah. was gone in the stores.
But, like, that makes more sense. Like, okay, like, hurricane. Natural disaster yeah. happened. Jillian, nothing happened.
Yeah, it was just quarantine. And the thing is, we were allowed to go to the stores in yeah. quarantine.
Yeah.
So I don't know why everyone was like, I need to buy yeah, we weren't 50 like California. Rolls of toilet paper.
We weren't yeah. like California where they're on stricter lockdown.
Yeah. yeah. So I thought that was so funny. And we, like... The whole beginning of quarantine, we would just joke about it at work because we were remote for a while. Mm-hmm. We're like, make sure y'all stock up on toilet paper.
I just am like, you know what? I also remember. I remember like before, like reusable masks like were a thing, mm-hmm. and they weren't at like every store. Mm-hmm. Oh my god! I remember my mom was FaceTiming me. For those of you that don't know, my mom and my family live in the Philippines, so my mom was like, and of course she's in Asia, they got hit first,
yeah,
and she was like, you need to talk about face masks, like you need to go to the store and buy stuff, like you just need to like go do it now. And then I didn't do it. I didn't do that. And then my mom was like, see, I don't, you know, like every Filipino mom, like yeah. you should not listen to me.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. And then I was like, so you don't have a basement,
and now you have a whole box in your car.
I do. I have a whole box in my car. Well, it's Costco.
That's really props smart. Costco. I need to do that.
Yeah, just disposable ones. If people need some, yeah. I don't want them using mine. So here's yeah. a disposable one.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. Now it's like fine. Now we're fine. But mm-hmm. it was just funny because I just remember sitting there being like, "Mom, I didn't get any."
You're like, oh, you
"My bad.
You were right."
Yeah, I know, and that's really hard for me to say that when I don't like not being wrong. Yeah. I love being right.
Yeah.
So it's one of those of like, man,
you're like, dang it,
swallowing my pride right now.
That's so funny. I remember in the middle of the year, I feel like this trend died out really fast. Drive-in movie theaters. It was,
did you go to one?
We did.
You did?
We watched 500 Days of Summer.
Oh.
And so,
oh, so it was just, like movies, not new movies.
No, it was like old movies.
Because I think movies like died off in yeah. general.
Well, I'm pretty sure like it was just like a limited thing anyway. Like they only did it for a couple right. months. It was like April, May. Mm-hmm. And they showed some old movies. And then I just remember we went and I got eaten by mosquitoes because we like popped the trunk open. You know what I mean?
That's all she remembers.
Right?
Like we watched a movie, but I got eaten alive. Right. It's fine.
Because 500 Days of Summer is like one of my favorite movies.
I still haven't watched it.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I heard it's a little slower.
It is a little slower.
Yeah. I think for me, if I'm going to watch a movie, it needs to be engaging enough. I feel like if it's not, I'm like.
You probably won't like it though. Wait, side note. Did you watch Queen's Gambit?
No, I haven't. I heard really good things about it, though.
It's really good. So that was another thing that I like didn't really care to watch at first because everybody hyped it up so bad, and I don't trust people's hype. I don't know.
I respect it.
I don't like things that are super popular.
No, okay, you know why? Okay, you guys, everyone. So, Jillian has recently found out that she's a 3 on the Enneagram.
Yeah.
So, I'm a 3 on the Enneagram. I've known for a while. I don't have a wing. I'm just a 3.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Well, Jillian, part of our Enneagram number, is what you're going to find out is that you will only want to do things because you want to do them, yeah, and not because anyone else is telling you to.
Yeah.
Everyone till the day they die can be like, you should watch this. Mm-hmm. And we're like, no. I'm not going to watch it until I want to watch it. And, like, and they're but why? Just listen to it. I'm like, no, I will do things because I want to do them.
And then my wing 4 makes me want to be unique and different.
Oh, yeah.
And so that makes it even worse where it's like, I don't want to follow your trend. I'm going to start my own trend.
Yeah, and then you almost rebel a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Which is annoying because... So I've been doing photography since like 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
And I slowly started getting into film photography. So it was always like one of my like little hobbies that I kind of did.
Right.
And then all of a sudden in the past year, everybody wants to do film photography. And I'm like, oh, now y'all think it's cool. Now y'all want to do it. Okay. And now film is more expensive because everybody hopped onto it. And now the cameras that I've been wanting for a while oh my gosh, I can't even get started.
She's so stressed out, everybody.
It stresses me out.
Yeah.
You're
like, I actually like it.
I liked it before everybody else thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well,
so to say that, that's your wing, that's your 3 coming out where you're just like, I will do it if I want to do it.
Yeah.
Because if I think it's worth my time, I'll do it.
Yeah. And so that's why I like don't really want to jump onto the hype of like shows and stuff.
Yeah.
But Steph and I watched Queen's Gambit in 2 days.
That's impressive.
It was so good.
I've watched Korean dramas I binge watched them over a day, and that's a lot. If you know anyone that listens, if you know about Korean dramas, they're at least an hour episode every episode. So yes, if you watch 10 episodes, you have sat there for 10 hours.
You could watch Queen's Gambit.
I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Is it impressive? I don't know.
Yes. Attention span kicking.
She focused. Yeah.
Get you a girl who can do both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both, I don't know, watch for a long time and something else.
Yeah, there you go.
Both things. But yeah, Queen's Gambit was really good. Good. Oh, but back to drive-in movie theaters. It's always been a thing, but I think it like became more of a thing because it was like, oh, we can like socially distant hang out, even though we all show up in the same closed car
with no air circulation. Yeah.
And then we open the doors when we get there, but then we drive back home alive with a closed car.
You get eaten alive by mosquitoes, and that's when you get like dengue.
Malaria. <Yeah. laughs> Malaria catches. Hey,
they be doing that.
I know.
Again, mosquitoes. Right. Why?
Bugs. Why, God? Why?
I know.
That's the devil, actually.
Incarnate. That's it.
Genesis said nothing about mosquitoes.
I think that's actually who he was. No, I agree with you. That's I support that.
I hate bugs. Oh yeah. Okay. So I only experienced one of these things, but like drive-by and Zoom parties this year.
Oh yeah. Like baby showers or
Like drive-by baby showers. You'd like stop. Everyone's wearing a mask, and you like take a selfie and whatever.
Yeah, like the people that are doing the celebration on the driveway.
It's very interesting.
It's a very interesting way. I mean, I'm not, you know me. I mean, I know you're not like this, but like I don't really like my birthday, so it's like a perfect reason to be like, okay, bye. You don't need to celebrate with me.
I love my
birthday. I know you do. We can get to that at the end of this, but we can get to Jillian's birthday at the end of this, but because it was towards the end of the year.
Yeah, but yeah. It was very interesting. I mean, people got really creative with it. The drive-by stuff. I mean,
they're doing the best that they can, which is great.
Especially because, like...
Some of them have, like, balloon arches. I was like, y'all fancy.
Yeah. And I mean, it's...
Those are expensive.
It's also probably because, like, they wanted to involve, like, older people in their families and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, they wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
So that was... I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after. But, yeah. So that was interesting, like, seeing... like what people would do. And also I think it makes it easier for people with kids. So they just drive by and then they get to go home and not worry about everything.
It's easier just to stay in the car. Mm-hmm.
And sure. Zoom birthdays. So from my sorority, my pledge class, like we don't really like talk all in a group anymore because we're always so busy, but we had like a Zoom reunion.
Oh.
And so all 15 of us got wow. onto Zoom, and we were all at the same time just like catching up on like the last 2 years of our lives.
So it literally was just like, okay, your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
That is so funny.
It was funny though, because we were like, wait, let's do this once a month. LOL, we have not done that since the first time. Dude, like in
that's
June.
A lot of expectations. Once a month? That's really often.
And at the time, I think we thought it was doable because everyone was like in such hard quarantine.
Yeah.
But now that everything's kind of like opened back up and everything, like everyone's busy
living
now.
Their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
so,
much.
So I guess at the time, like through technology, everybody was like brought closer together.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, so my office, we were working remote for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, and our team culture is super strong. Like we're all friends with each other in and out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we did, we'd always do like maybe like every 2 months or something,
mm-hmm.
we would do Zoom happy hours.
Ooh.
So everyone would come after work for like 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
and we would join on a Zoom call.
That's
the staff
fun.
Made Zoom call and yeah. we would bring our own. We'd be like, what are you drinking today?
Drinking from home.
Hey. Yeah. We did a, what was it? We played this game. It was actually pretty fun of Never Have I Ever
mm-hmm.
on Zoom, which was really funny. Yeah, it was actually really funny where it's like, no, it was so good. Cause then it was like, no, like you can't not. And then so whoever didn't drink their drink, it was always like a, or like whoever did drink their drink, it was like, mm-hmm. okay, you got to start. You got to tell everyone.
I know.
So it was good.
See, that's why I hate that game.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just an opportunity for everyone to find out dirt on me and I don't find out
Fair
anything
enough.
From them.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
it's
that.
It's like, never have I ever done this, Jillian. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't y'all just ask me questions?
Yeah. We don't have to play a drinking game. You can just ask me.
Why don't we just have a conversation about this?
I know. Tell me how you really feel. Yeah.
Right?
So literally, like, we would have happy hours ever so often just to, like, mm-hmm. one, obviously really the stress, but obviously, like, we don't see each other in the office. So it's, like, yeah. another
Build
way
community.
For us to hang out mm-hmm. and not feel like, oh, mm-hmm. God.
Yeah. Half of our team at work works remote.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we already do, well, actually, like, video meetings started, like, in yeah. quarantine,
mm-hmm.
but now half of our team, like people who got hired throughout the year,
yeah,
we have like bi-weekly, no, not bi-weekly, twice a week video meetings. So
yeah.
we're just always, I don't think it's ever gonna stop.
No, it's like, still gonna be there. I'm over here, I'm like, yeah. I should have invested in Zoom,
right?
That's what I should have done.
I know,
there's just certain things in hindsight I was like, dang, I should
have. I wish I knew.
If I could have talked to my past self,
right? I wish
put
I knew
all
in 2019.
Put all of it there.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Invest in Zoom stock.
I know.
Oh yeah, okay, the next one, I liked this one a lot because I thought it was really entertaining. It was on Twitter, so
oh gosh, I might not be able to relate, but
it's
let's,
okay.
let's
but
talk about it.
I really like the story.
Yeah.
So there's a photographer, Jeremy Cohen, who lives in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I think this was on TikTok, and then it was on Twitter or something like that.
Okay,
so
both apps I don't use, so this is gonna
yeah.
be fun.
Actually, okay, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was started on TikTok, and then
oh.
I followed him on Twitter. That was just an association.
Okay,
thing. Anyways,
yeah.
So he did a TikTok saying like, I was on my roof and my neighbor across the street living in another building was also on her roof and mm-hmm. I wanted to ask her out but socially distant. So he
love in 2020.
So they were like waving at each other. So he wasn't like being weird, like he sent a drone,
yeah.
but he wasn't being weird spying on her. They were like already waving at each other. And so he sent his drone across the street onto her, to her.
Yeah.
On her roof.
On her roof.
Yeah. Like with his phone number. And she texted him and they were talking a little bit. And then they had like FaceTime dates.
That's
where he
cute.
Like, he had a part two and he like got ready. He like shaved his face. He got ready for his Zoom date with her. Or FaceTime date.
Good, props to him.
Yeah.
Props
and then,
to him,
so they,
dude. Good
they
for
did,
you.
They did a few FaceTime dates. And then they went outside to walk in the streets, but in New York they were super like
right.
strict about everything,
mm-hmm.
so she had a mask on and like whatever else, but then he got into one of those like plastic bubbles.
Oh, like the restaurants, like those plastic bubbles?
No, like big, like a hamster ball.
Oh wait, why?
So he could walk with her on the sidewalk. I don't think but it was necessary
not, like, how did she not like bump into him?
I don't think it was necessary to get in a hamster ball, but it was like It was cute. It was cute. It's
like, to what length, ladies, does he have to go?
Right?
You to know that he likes,
hey, he's
ball or none.
He's pursuing her. Lesson of the day. But yeah,
hamster ball.
So that was like a big thing on TikTok too. And then like apparently like police officers were like, not like getting them in trouble, but they were like talking to them or whatever because they thought it was funny that he was like going on a date with
like,
her.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, because he was like quarantined. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So are they together?
I don't think so. I don't think it worked out. But it was overall, it was really cute. So that was like a big thing that happened in 2020.
Effort.
Mm-hmm.
A plus for effort.
And granted, maybe it was like for a TikTok a little bit.
Probably.
But they did look like they had a nice time.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, so tell me, Jillian, if that happened, but it wasn't a quarantine world, mm-hmm. would you have waved back?
Waved, yeah.
Okay, you would wave back, but would you entertain it to the point of like, again, not a quarantine world, sends you a drone over with his phone number.
Okay, that would be cute, but not in a quarantine world, I would like text him and then we could go downstairs
since we're
neighbors and then go out on a date.
Fair enough.
So I wouldn't want him to just be like, let's go on a FaceTime
initiative.
Date. Yeah.
Women like it.
And I think that was like a cutesy way for him to be like, hi, rather than like, I'll meet you at your door. It was kind of like, I'll send my
thing. Oh, it's one of those. It's like
sending a carrier pigeon.
Oh my God. It really is. Oh my God. You're so right.
You know what I mean? But like remote control.
It's also like, yo, let's see if you can fly this drone.
It's like on Harry Potter when Harry tells Hedwig, go give this to Ron. Go send this letter to Ron.
But hold on. My fingers aren't coordinated today.
But then with the drone, he like sent it over and she's just like watching. Imagine how long that took though. She's just standing there watching his drone fly over.
Like props to him, man. I'm right over here. I'm like,
I thought it was cute.
Effort. Yeah. Effort. We so appreciate
now,
it.
Now I follow him on Twitter. Oh. But because he's a good photographer, not because of all that.
Send me a drone.
Right? Send me a drone. Fly it to I'm just kidding. No. Don't do that.
Interesting.
But yeah, I thought that was cute.
Super cute.
Another thing is Elon Musk's kid's name.
Yeah, which, you know, I still don't know.
Okay, so.
Please explain, because I know that I've seen it. I've heard people talk about it. I've heard it said many different ways.
Yeah.
What is it?
So, it's like the X dash the AE symbol.
AE, with the mini E?
No, it's like a capital A with like the capital E, but just like the horizontal lines, and it's like all one symbol. Anyway, and then the last part.
So how is it pronounced?
Okay, I was just looking at the trash can. The last part of it is like an A-12 because that's like the name of a.
It's like a code, right?
It's like a ship or something, like a spaceship. I don't know.
You know,
but X-AE-A12, and
it's pronounced.
At first, there were theories that it was pronounced Kyle.
Excuse me?
Because this is the reasoning. This is not, it's not correct.
Where are all the silent letters?
it's not correct, but this was hilarious because their theory sounded kind of true. So X in the Greek alphabet is Chi.
K.
And then the AE was like supposed to be like silent. And then the 12th letter of the alphabet, A-12, is L. So, or maybe AE is supposed to, Kyle.
If even a speech pathologist, I'm like, explain this to a 4-year-old.
Yeah, but do you know
like,
what I mean?
Okay, so I'm just trying to imagine his kid was born this year.
I think so, yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine his kid going to school. You know, there's always those teachers that don't know how to pronounce your name.
It reminds me of Key and Peele.
I'm just literally, I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
One, this poor teacher.
Yeah.
Two, this child's gonna have to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
His, and
spell
her,
it.
His. Anyway, his child, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what his child is. I'm like, dude. One, where was the mom?
She's weird too.
Signing on this certificate.
No, she's weird.
And why did the hospital let them sign it like that?
You know, that's the thing. So legally, I don't think you can have numbers in your name. So
this is not a username.
This
is not some username on like your Pinterest.
This is
or
not
like,
AIM.
Yeah. capital A, lowercase b.
But yeah, so they had to change the 12 to like Roman numerals. Anyways, but I think the correct pronunciation is X ash something. A-E, the that A-E symbol really is supposed angry. To say ash.
You guys did not just see like the glare I just did, but there was a glare. I'm like... No,
it frustrates me too. I tweeted about it.
I don't care how much money you have, no one's gonna be able to pronounce your kid's name.
I know. I tweeted too. I was like, what does, how do you pronounce blah blah blah? I know it doesn't mean Kyle. And some like weird people who are actually fans, I guess, were like, it's pronounced X Ash blah blah blah. And I was like, I don't actually, it was a rhetorical question.
Like, look, Elon, make your cars, make your airplanes,
make it to Mars,
do it all the things. Yeah. But please, dear God, don't make that child suffer like right, that.
Just
you know?
Name him Chad or something.
Oh God, Chad.
Actually, don't. X Ash A12.
No one likes a Chad. I'm sorry
better.
If your name's Chad, but no one likes a Chad.
No one likes.
Everyone
Chad.
Knows a jerk named Chad.
Chad, Brad. Oh my gosh, the only Chad I know was a jerk. In high
so
school.
If his name is Kyle, he's a jerk.
Oof, my cousin's name is Kyle. I'm just kidding. Yikes. Well, his name is Kyle, but anyways. But yeah, that was interesting. We're reading Elon Musk's book at work, and it's very fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's kind of a jerk, but I mean...
I look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a genius, and I respect him.
But most of them are jerks.
But like, in order to get where
they're
he is...
They're almost too smart.
Yeah. In order to get where he is now, he had to bulldoze through.
Oh, for
life.
Sure. Like, yeah. You definitely... Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's innate.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We okay, I've been saying this all year, I need to do the Enneagram series.
And well, now that you know that we're the same number, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I might have to have you help
now
me
that you have a correct
Enneagram
diagnosis
series. I know, but I just want to do my due diligence and research and
no, you
be
should.
Well informed.
You should. And
that's why
I haven't respectful
done it.
Of other numbers too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just like have good content too. I just don't
sure.
want to like throw
it's not
it
already out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't want to just like read a blog post that they
for
can
sure.
just read.
For sure.
You know. But anyways. Oh yeah. Anyway.
So look forward to that.
Yeah. I'm a 3-wing 4 and I used to think I was a 2-wing 3.
Yep.
Very interesting.
She came to the light.
The last trend I wanted to talk about is happening right now, actually, as of the holiday season, are hot cocoa bombs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who started that?
I don't
know. I'm not going to lie. I don't really like crave hot cocoa.
I love hot chocolate.
And you know how I've been doing all this baking and cooking mm-hmm. and whatever. I just want to attempt it. I don't want them. I just want to like make it.
Yeah.
But
really
I'm also
cute.
Like,
oh my gosh,
that looks like a lot of effort.
My cousin has like the molds.
Oh, really? Wait,
and
why?
So she made them.
Or like
for
she just
kids.
Makes like before this trend or
no,
like
during the trend. Oh, she okay. made them like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
They I just mean, get like Swiss Miss.
I
is that what's in there?
I,
is it
I
like cocoa
know.
Powder? Like that's so interesting.
I don't know.
As something as you know this, Jillian, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the photography earlier. I like things that look aesthetic.
Yeah.
I have decorating things. I just am over here, I'm like y'all want hot cocoa that bad?
Yeah. I don't think people really care about hot cocoa that much, but I think it's just a satisfaction of
like when
pouring...
Lush was a thing.
Yeah.
Like yeah. how it just like explodes in the water.
Yeah. Cause it's aesthetically pleasing and it's not really about the bath. It's about the bomb.
Yeah. You're right.
It's not about the hot cocoa. It's about the bomb.
Yeah. You're right.
But yeah.
Right.
So I think it was just satisfying, like pouring it and then seeing the chocolate melt and then all the marshmallows just like pop up and you're like, ooh.
But the best part is, have you seen those ones where it doesn't burst open though?
Yes. And then it just like, it
and
just
then
melts.
The people, it's like a 20 second video and they're just like poking it. With the spoon.
They're like, fail.
They're like, my water wasn't hot enough. My milk wasn't warm enough.
But they are really cute.
They're definitely cute.
I don't have the motivation or the urge to make them.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
You have to keep it really cold.
Yeah.
Because your hands alone will make it melt.
Oh, yeah. And I have like hot hands. Yeah, so same. I will definitely make them melt like right away.
Exactly.
And I'm good with Swiss Miss. Packets.
Okay.
Or like a Starbucks hot chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Starbucks hot chocolate is good and underrated.
I'm never, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't crave hot chocolate. Like, I want to, unless it's like late at night and I don't want caffeine. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I'll ever get it. But at that point, I'm like, I don't want it anymore.
I love hot chocolate.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
I love it so much.
I think I only have it like when I camp, like when I go camping. like that by like a bonfire. That's like what I imagine when I'm getting hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. So
yes. I think the reason why I love hot chocolate was because when I was in elementary school, I don't know why my mom did this, but she would put hot chocolate in a thermos for me, and I would bring it to school and drink it at my desk all day.
Oh, you a fancy girl. I felt, if my mom ever, that's a bougie thing to do, dude.
I felt so cool because you could like twist off the cup.
Yeah, and then you pour it in. Thing,
uh-huh. And then you poured it in, and I just looked so cool. Well, I thought I looked cool. I didn't.
I'm over here. I'm like, they let you drink hot cocoa at your desk?
I guess.
Yo.
I did this at school. What school
did you go to? I'm over here. I went to a private school. You think they would have let me do that?
I kind of went to a bougie public school.
Hot cocoa bombs.
Yeah.
Cute. Definitely cute. I think they're cute. Mm-hmm. I think I wouldn't want to dedicate the time to make them.
Me either. I'd much rather like bake something more substantial.
Yeah, I got you.
But now that I'm paleo until March, I can't bake anything. Well, I can bake paleo stuff, but I'm lazy.
Yeah, it's just different.
Mm-hmm. And I have to like buy all the other ingredients and whatever. And
most likely they're a little bit more expensive, like almond flour.
Yeah, and I don't need all that.
Natural cane sugar.
I'll just eat an apple.
Wow. Health.
I know. Well, I say that now because I've only been paleo for a week.
Hey, but she made it a week.
I made it. And it feels good. Okay. I also made I only wrote down four things, but I wanted to ask you if you had any. What I miss that 2020 made us forget.
What you miss. Oh, hold on. Explain that further. What does that mean?
So things that we did in 2019 that I miss now, but we couldn't have them in 2020. So we just forgot that they were going on. One of them was, I mean, you can kind of do this now, but I don't. Sitting inside coffee shops all day and working from there.
I agree with that. I love, like, if you knew me in college, I never would study in my place. Like, same. I'd always go to a coffee shop.
Me too.
And some people are like, how do you even focus in the ambiance? I'm like, no, like, that ambiance helps me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it helps. Yeah. It's easier for me to work in that kind of space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Yeah. Cause before I started working at my office, I was freelancing, and I would like to go to like either co-working spaces or like coffee shops so that I can hear noise around me. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know.
It kind of keeps you awake a little bit.
Yeah. And it keeps you like accountable, cause you don't want to look like just
someone just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
I couldn't study in like a library.
Yeah.
Like I just couldn't do that. Like I would fall asleep. Like ask any of my really close friends that knew me then.
Mm-hmm.
They would be studying for like finals and I'd be asleep on top of my book, hoping that it ingested into my head. Like I'd never actually study. It's fine. I got a degree. We're good.
You're right. Yeah. Same.
Be good.
It's funny though, because in college at the UH library, we would go there to socialize.
Oh, for more sure. More than study. And you know which corners they would socialize in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
Third
about?
Floor study rooms.
Yeah. Oh, everybody, definitely the study rooms with like the whiteboards.
Yeah. We book one. We get in there. Mm-hmm. Like during finals, it was 24 hours. So we would like
people
all
would
spend
have
the night
a freaking sleeping bag or like a blow up bed and they would lay in there.
We would like take shifts
and I was
on
like,
who, was,
selfish.
Bo-
get
who
out.
Was booking the room.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we were selfish.
Oh, I remember.
Not all the time though. Some of the times we would like sit out on the like the outside tables and we would just like have our
the ones like right by the staircase.
And we would just keep the table.
Wow, good times. I forgot about that.
I swear we probably like passed each other.
We probably did. We were there at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely passed each other, but we just like didn't know each other.
For sure.
That's
for
so sure. weird to me.
I know. Well, old you, old me. I don't know. I was crazy. Different in college too. Yeah. So.
Very crazy. This is a random one.
Yeah.
But I miss, like, I don't know if I miss this, but it's something that I do now that I can't do anymore.
Mm.
Is when you're in public and you like smile at strangers.
Right, right.
But they can't see your smile because you're wearing a mask.
Right. It just looks like you have like permanent RBF on your face.
Yeah. It just looks like you're squinting at them.
Yeah. Well, it helps if you have like an eye smile.
Yeah, that's true.
He smiles.
But some people...
It helps.
Yeah. But some people, like, just don't understand that that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself, like, they're like, oh, let's take a picture together, and you're, like, smiling, but you can't see your mouth?
Yes. Because like, I take pictures of you at church, and
I
like,
smile, like, hi, and it's like, you can't see my mouth.
Yeah, I know. For Christmas, all I would do was hold on a peace up sign, because my Fair family enough. Was wearing masks, and so I was just like...
Yo.
I was like, I don't know why I'm smiling. I'm... A habit that sometimes... Angela has with me is whenever we're like in public and she wants to tell me something, so she starts mouthing it to me and I'm like, I can't see your mouth, you're wearing a mask. And she's like, oh yeah.
That's actually pretty good. I can't read mouths anyway, so it's like, that's like a skill that I don't have.
That's so funny.
Where I, all the more shocker that I'm like, say it. What do you, what
just
what
say in Tagalog.
Yeah, there you go. But that's actually really funny. I can still see Angela doing that to you,
because we'll be like in the store and she'll be like, her eyebrows will go up and
you know
hands,
her mouth is moving, yeah, but you can't see
her
it.
Hands will start moving and she's like, oh, and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, you're wearing a mask. She, and then we just start laughing because she's like, I forgot I was wearing a mask.
Seriously, that is so funny. Yeah, I think if you actually like know me, I'm not like on like love languages, I'm not very big on physical touch. It's like, honestly, that and words of affirmation are like zero for me. Like, I don't need it to feel affirmed.
Except from people who
matter.
Like, it just
who
depends.
I consider matter. Yeah. Who I consider matter.
Yeah.
So, so the physical touch part, like, I'm not very big. And I think maybe quarantine and like distance from people have done this. From people I care about, let's put that as a preface too, as a caveat. I do miss giving hugs to people. When it's just like normal, like that's just like not normal. It's almost like a, hold on. Are you okay? Can I do that
now? Yeah. It's like, you don't know if people are okay with you touching them or anything. Yeah. Cause
socially, you want to respect someone's boundaries too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love hugging my friends.
My friends. Exactly. That's why I said the caveat is people you like.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I do love physical touch when it comes to like people close to me, but I also want to be the person who most of the time initiates it. I don't want when people just come up to me and start touching like, shoulders and whatever.
Oh my gosh, you too? That makes me feel a little bit better because I thought that was just a me thing.
No.
And people were like, no, I'm like, no, there's like, in my brain, I've had to think about this because this happened with some old coworkers and stuff. My situation is just like it's a level of respect. Please don't touch me.
Yeah. Like, I don't like when people like, you know, when
I will
like,
welcome it.
Friendly, like massage. I don't touch me. That's I don't weird. Want that. If I want a massage, I'll go pay for one. Not from you. I don't like when people scratch my back. I don't like that. My family likes back scratches.
You do not need to touch me.
And I don't know. But sometimes I'll like hold someone and like rest my head on them. I think that's a different type of touch.
I have to like you.
Yeah.
And that's a very rare in few.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I might like physical touch a little more than you do.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I love hugging my friends. And I
guess I don't mind hugging my friends. Yeah. Like, I actually do really like hugging my friends. Mm-hmm. But you have to be my friend. Like, you can just like be like, I like a maybe kind of like church side hug somebody.
Side hug.
But even then it's like a hovering pat. It's not even like a full on like grab and like squeeze. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Something else about physical touch is that like with hugs, I always like it resonates with me when someone's a good hugger.
For sure. For sure.
Especially like with guys.
For sure.
Because I have guy friends.
Where it's like they never have seen a human before.
Yeah. No.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Where they're kind of like awkward. Like they don't know whether they like put their arm up.
Yeah.
Their arm
down.
Oh my
gosh.
Or like
Stop.
They like. Or,
trigger.
Or they like hover and you're just kind of like.
Yeah. No. There. I have two types of guy friends. Half of my guy friends are like really good huggers. Like they like bear hug you.
Yeah.
And I love just like being not like in a romantic way, but like I just love being hugged and like held by them for a minute. Sometimes I'll just like have a long hug with them.
Yeah.
And other guy friends are just kind of like, hey, they move for a side hug. They don't like.
It's so uncomfortable for everybody involved and people watching from afar.
Yeah. They like don't press up against you, but they just kind of like pat on your shoulder. And I'm like, I don't want a hug at this point for me. Like, don't even.
No,
don't
that's touch. When you get a wave.
That's what I'm like. I don't want to touch
that's
you.
That's when you get a smize from afar.
I love you, but I don't want to give you a hug. Like, you don't give good hugs. It's so funny because right now I'm thinking of Next. Two. I'm thinking of two specific people, of one person I love to hug and one person I don't like to hug.
No, I totally get it. Where it's just gosh. Like a like. Did your mother not hug you when you were a kid? Like, right? It's not hard to hug somebody.
Like, how old are you? You're not like, it's different when like a 7-year-old doesn't know how to hug because they're a literal child. But if you're like 23, 24 and you don't know how to like.
Yo, no comment.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, that's weird to me. Another thing that I really miss that I've complained about all year is I miss the movies.
Really?
I told you
I don't sit and watch movies.
I
so I'm like surprised.
See, I love movies and I love going to the movie theater. And the thing is, like, me and Angela and Andrew, we would go to the movies every single week.
Did y'all really? Did y'all have like one of those passes?
No.
Y'all should have just gotten those passes, dude. You wasted a lot of money.
Well,
they give you like a free like bucket of popcorn. I know. They let you see a movie, like one or two movies a week.
Yeah. So at the end of the year last year, we were like, we need to get passes next year in 2020.
No, but like,
we couldn't use them this year. We couldn't use them this past year.
Do they retrograde those?
I don't think so. Well, I didn't buy it. So,
oh, okay, that's good.
I didn't buy it, but I miss going to the movies. I think it's just like the whole
experience of it.
Like,
interesting.
Okay, not paying for parking because that's annoying. But like, getting snacks even though they're overpriced, and like getting an icy and going up and finding your seat and then sitting and like being with everyone and reacting to a movie with everyone.
I'm the worst person to bring to the movies.
Oh no, me too. People hate it, but I talk.
Oh, I do too.
But I don't like talk.
I don't think anyone that's listening to this is shocked right now.
I don't think I talk like too much, but I definitely will like make a comment just because I know I'm gonna forget it at the end of the movie and I want to make a comment. Yeah. But I feel like I've gotten a little better about it.
Yeah. About not talking. I mean, I haven't watched a bunch of movies with you, but I also don't really like watching movies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, story time. So when movies were still a thing, mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I don't know what you've put in your purse mm-hmm. to go to the movie theater.
Oh, everything.
Girl, at this rate, it was like, what can I sneak in my purse? Like, we're all talking about walking like with my
Mary
purse.
Poppins.
So I was like, I don't want to pack, like, I'm not spending $5 on a pack of Raisinets that like I could have got for like 99¢ at the store. Yeah. So every single time I either go to HEB and grab some snacks and stuff it in there, which, and then of course just don't walk super fast because then you'll hear all the snacks jingling in your bag, you know what I mean?
I honestly don't think they care anyways.
That's true. It depends on which one you're going to.
Yeah.
And then, but the one time I realized I can pack a meal. Jillian, there was a restaurant, there was a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. I packed a freaking taco bowl.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding, that in a large drink. Girl, when I tell you, I opened it I took it out of my bag, like carefully took it out of my bag, lifted it out, and I opened it. I was like, "Yo, my bad, it's all Mexican food." No.
I've done that, but with McDonald's.
like another time, I was like, I brought full on Chick-fil-A meal, dude. Like I had the fries, the nuggets, drink. I had no shame.
And the sauces.
I had three different sauces. I had it lined up on my little tray in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. I was sitting in this row somewhere in the middle, and I just remember there was a family that was sitting on the other side of me, and they walked past me, and they eyed me. They went, "Oh my gosh, who does that?" I'm like, "You're just mad because I was smart and you just spent $15 on a bucket of popcorn."
You're jealous. That's so funny. I remember one of the times that I went to the movies, not this past year, but the previous.
Yeah.
We were like there early, and then we told our friend, we were like, "Hey, can you stop at McDonald's and pick us up food?"
Yo, sometimes you'd be hungry. It's 2 hours, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to pay $15 for a sandwich.
A hot dog.
I'd rather just get a dollar spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
I know they got a dollar menu. Yeah.
It tastes better too. And then you pull it out and it's like the crinkly paper.
And you're just like searching in there, and you're like, "Look, if you get to open your little $5 snacks, I get to open a Chick-fil-A bag."
Don't worry, I'm opening it during the previews. So
I will say, I was wrong for the taco bowl. But
hey, I would have just laughed if I didn't know you and I was there. I would have just laughed. But like, yes, girl, same.
Like, it's a mood, it's a vibe for sure.
Someone's like 2 seats away from you eating Italian food.
There you go. We're partying up. You're smart.
Yeah, but I miss going to the movies. But granted, I have gone like twice because one of the times, like, we rented out a theater.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
To watch a movie, because like me and all my coworkers have like birthdays in November. Mm-hmm. So our boss rented out a theater for all of us to watch a movie.
Wow. Yeah. Fancy. Big ballin'.
It was fun. Hey. It was nice. And then another time, I think we just went like with some people, but like the chairs were socially distant, like
preserved. It's like every other or something.
Yeah, but it's like not the same anymore.
I know.
You know.
I know. Are you required to wear a face mask the whole time?
No.
Obviously, if you're like eating popcorn, like how are you supposed to do that?
Yeah, I think you can take it off during the movie, but like in the lobby and stuff, you have to wear it.
Oh, okay.
And they're not releasing any good movies right now, anyways.
Yeah. Well, it's also like I thought about that too. I was like, how are people watching movies?
Yeah, and like the box office sales would be really down, so that's why they're not releasing anything, so that's why no one's going to the movies still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm glad nothing has really like closed down from what I've seen.
Yeah, well, we also live in a really weird area where I don't think we'll see it as often. Yeah. Everything's like a chain anyway.
That's true. But yeah. Oh, and the last thing that I wrote down that I missed, that 2020 made us, well, at least not have concerts.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, this is a great segue. Yeah.
So the only concert that I went to was in March.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Joan concert at White Oak Music Hall. Joan's a smaller two guy band.
Nice.
It was so good. And normally I go to like a lot of concerts throughout the year.
I know you love going to them.
All the time. Like, if there's anything I would drop money on, it's camera stuff and concerts.
I believe that. That's very on trend for you.
Because I love live music. And mm-hmm. if I love an artist, I want to see them in person. I want to mm-hmm. see them perform.
It's your music side and your photography artistic side.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the things that like give me life. And so I was just so upset that mm-hmm. I couldn't go to any more concerts this year. And speaking of concerts, we were supposed to go to Justin Bieber this year.
We were. When was that supposed to be? August?
I think it was like June.
Oh, the summer. Right? Something like that. It was sometime in like the summertime.
Yeah. And we got those tickets in 2019.
We got those tickets the day they went on sale.
In 2019, right?
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, like next summer we're going.
Me, you and Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got the tickets. I was so excited. And then quarantine hits and we're like, oh, maybe it'll be okay by summer. No.
LOL.
And then we got the sad email that said it got postponed to 2021.
And we're over here in 2021 now. And we're like, okay, I hope that happens.
Now we're like, hey, we get to see Justin Bieber.
I know, which I'm also like, we were just talking about this. Like, obviously we've saved this conversation for now, but mm-hmm. we were talking a little bit about it earlier. And I'm like, I need to re-listen to that album again because I remember when it came out during quarantine. And I listened to it no kidding, you guys. Like, my, like, Spotify wrap-up was that whole album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, like, the one I listened to the most.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I don't even remember what was on the album.
Yeah.
Because it was so long ago.
It was really long ago.
And so now I'm like, Jillian, like, he has to come out with new music. Like, he said he's dropping something. Did he drop it this morning?
Yeah, he dropped something.
Was it an album or was it, like, a song?
I think a song.
Just a song? Like, a single?
But he's dropping more singles and I feel like he's getting more involved in like the media right now that I feel like he's going to release something else this year.
Interesting. Yeah. So essentially we might get a concert of two different albums because he never did the first one. So
yeah. I'm so like, I was like thinking back, I guess it's okay because this would have been a whole other tour.
Yeah, that's true.
Which sucks for him because he's like not getting as much money for it. But anyway, he'll be fine.
Do you feel bad for Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
He has so much money. Right? He is fine. I know. He's been in this business for too long.
Yeah, but I'm excited because before it would have just been that album. But now like he has released a couple more singles.
Yeah.
Like the slow stuff, like Lonely and Holy.
Oh, yeah. Lonely was the one with what's his face? Shawn Mendes? Is that Lonely?
No, that was Monster.
Oh, that's Monster.
Lonely was the one where he was singing about how he grew up famous and how he was lonely even because he had no one to call.
No. I did hear that one. Yeah. And that was slower. But Holy was good.
Yeah, Holy was good. That was Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Even though they're singing about holiness, whatever, but then Chance the Rapper raps about where you can get the best weed. I was like, okay, well, you ruined that for me. So
yeah, well,
it's fine.
It is what it is.
He was like, I can tell you to get the best weed, and I'm like, okay,
I
took a turn.
I'm so excited though. I really hope it's so. It got rebooked for August of this year,
something like that. They just said it got postponed, so I didn't get a refund. But yeah, they pushed
it back. So AKA Justin Bieber still has my money.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, it's fine. Okay, well,
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, at least
I think the last concert I did see though, Jillian, was the Ariana Grande Sweetener tour.
I wanted to go to that.
That one was a good one. And then when she released it on Netflix,
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either.
I want to,
but like, I feel like I'm reliving the moment because it was a vibe.
It was
a good tour because that was a really good album too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, and I love her. Like talent.
Yeah. No, like she gives on a really good show. Like,
yeah.
Having gone, it was such a good tour. We were like on like the bowl part, but not on floor, but we were like in the Toyota Center.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin was with me It was a really good concert. Mm-hmm. And since she had like the round stage that would go around, so yeah. she like went around the whole time. So it was good. She's a so very good entertainer, I will yeah. say. Whether you like her music or not, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. And she, oh my gosh, she can sing her butt off. The only yeah. thing is, I feel like her music isn't really progressing right now.
I mean, she has that vibe though.
Yeah.
Like I feel that, and then the new album that she just released, mm-hmm. like there's a couple songs in there that I'm like, okay, but like she has like that specific vibe. Like it's almost like that's her genre.
Yeah. I respect it. Like it's what she likes, but I feel like she's not changing and she's predictable. Mm.
Do you, know, Ooh, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm totally taking like five it's okay. different like the rabbit trails. I'm like, you know whose fine. Album I did like from 2020?
Who?
Dua Lipa.
I didn't listen to it.
What?
I'm not really a Dua Lipa fan.
I wasn't either, but uh-huh. that album was good.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like I didn't think I would like that kind of music vibe. It was like a mm-hmm. disco-y, like the retro vibe. It yeah. was good though. I liked
Maybe,
it.
Maybe like one of the songs that I've heard on like social media I like.
What was it, Levitating?
I don't know.
That's like the one that they remixed and like formatted for the radio.
That might be the
where one. It has like a rap now, but the original didn't have a rap in it.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't like Dua Lipa before either, but mm-hmm. this new album, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Right now, I can't get off listening to the new album from Nightly.
Oh.
It's just to it. This like band. I have the record.
Oh, I cute. She got later. A new record.
But cute. That album is so good. It's like Lainey vibes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lainey, yeah. Joan vibes. They're all like kind of similar.
Like a duo?
It's three guys, but it's just one singer.
Oh, the other guys are just like the
instrument players.
Got it.
Yeah. Our band Cute. Members. Sorry, that was, I don't know.
Sorry, if is that offensive? Things.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think
know
band
anything.
Members sounds better than instrument players. that was just the first.
They play the clarinet. No, they don't.
That was just the first thing in my head. But yeah, yes, band members. I really like them. I discovered them this past year because whenever I was like at a friend's house,
mm-hmm.
Another one of our friends was like playing his playlist on their TV. And he played music from them. So I like looked them up and and they released their album and it was so good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cute. I like that.
It's very good. And the record's pink.
Oh, even better vibes. Random, aesthetics.
It's very, very, very aesthetic. I put on my story the other day.
I love it. You did. That's why I asked you earlier. But
vibes.
Yeah. Concerts. Hopefully they'll come back. You know, it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. But 2020 has been a year.
Yeah. And so I wrote down a topic. I put what I'm looking for or what we're looking forward to in 2021. I didn't really have anything because I really don't have any like quote mm-hmm. unquote predictions for the year.
Yeah, no. And I feel like it was funny. I was talking with my boss and I'm really close with my boss. We're like friends and stuff. But mm-hmm. we were kind of like, part of me is like, do I just like look forward to 2022? Obviously, I want to live in the moment and enjoy what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just kind of like, we just don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of. We'll figure out.
Yeah.
I'm very big, and Jillian knows this. I'm very big on saying, like, you'll know when I know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no control. I say that in everything. I think it stresses everybody else in my life out. I'm just like, you'll find out when I find out.
Which is interesting because you're like a planner.
In my work life.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
My personal life, I'm very much like really chill.
Mm-hmm.
My work life, ooh, you should see my calendar. She extra colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love calendars.
Yeah.
I have like a work planner, a monthly calendar, and a bullet journal for creative stuff.
Dang, that's impressive.
I have too many hobbies.
I wish I could like bullet journal. I can't.
I used to bullet journal like
crazy. I can do it for like a day and then I'm like, what?
I used to love it in college. Well, you flipped through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that one was cute. Yeah. I liked that one a lot.
I just fell off of it after I graduated because I didn't have anything to plan other than like, photo
it's
shoots.
Like, how do I plan my life?
Right? I had nothing to plan except like coordinating what days photo shoots were on. And I'm not going to write down edit photos because I knew I had to do that.
Right.
Like, what would I write in a planner? You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
So essentially, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm looking forward
we'll find
to
out.
This year. But I guess I'm excited though because, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with like COVID,
mm-hmm.
but things opened back up,
yeah.
even though there's like a new strain and whatever, but at least there's like, anyways, I don't want to talk about COVID, but, but
we're
the
over
new
her.
Year, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I think just knowing I don't know if it's just like a new year's thing where mm-hmm. you're just kind of like a fresh start in general.
and optimistic. But just like,
yeah, I just think everybody's in a space of like, I'm ready to put that behind me. Mm-hmm. Like, especially this year. I feel like every January 1st, everyone's like, I am so ready yeah. for a new start. I think literally everyone's like, no, like we need a new start.
Yeah.
So
because at the beginning of 2020, everyone was like, 2019 sucked. 2020 is going to be the best year of our lives.
It's going to be my year. Yeah. 2020 vision.
LOL. And then now 2021, we're like, I'm sorry, 2019.
Yeah, we like completely went back on our road. We're like, oh God.
I know. We're like, I'm sorry.
I should have known better.
I don't know. I'm excited for the new year yeah. and like the things that I have.
We're hopeful.
As goals and, you yeah, know. Yeah,
hopeful.
Yeah, very hopeful. I like the start of the new year.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm like, some people can get freaked out by like the unknown of everything, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like, I can't control that, but know that I can just say I have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited to see where everything goes. I'm excited for the podcast.
Woohoo!
To see where it goes this year.
Me too.
I've literally been saying like, oh, I'm going to plan out this entire year. I'm really like, haven't done anything different, but I want to.
Yeah,
so I want to okay. do more, and I want to vlog more, like I was telling you earlier.
You did tell me that.
Mm-hmm. So with my stimmy debt stimulus check, I'm gonna stimulate the economy by
reinvesting it back into somebody else's
yes, so I'm going to probably get a new camera lens for my vlog camera, and do I'm it. Gonna start putting out vlogs, so look me up on YouTube.
Do plug, it plug. Do it.
Look up Jess Setter Vlogs.
Oh, well, I have not posted there in so long. I know. I thought about doing it again, and it was fun for me. Like, mm-hmm. I have the ability to do it. I think it's just more of, like, I'm, like, I have to be inspired.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is hard for me, where it's, like, I'm not doing anything. And it is centered around going around and traveling, yeah. so it's hard.
I think I'm just too hard on myself, because I'm, like, oh, my vlogs are boring. But then it's the point of my vlogs are not for supposed myself. To be aesthetic. They're supposed to be, like, memory markers. Right. So my pictures, I like them to be more, like, artsy and whatever. But my mm-hmm. videos are more so, like, I'm just putting this up because I feel like it.
Right, right.
And I don't care if anyone watches it. I'm not going to,
for sure.
I don't, like, post it on my Facebook and be, like, watch my video.
Hey everybody,
people who know check I have a YouTube life. Are just my friends.
Yeah,
and it's funny because like I'll go back and I've watched an old video from like the end of 2019
mm-hmm.
and like Robert and Nathan are in it. It is so
what funny.
Yeah, like I have an old vlog with them.
That's cute.
And so it's just funny like looking back, I'm like, we are such babies. And yeah. like right now I don't have that because I haven't vlogged like in a long
ooh,
time
everybody but. Also speaking of video mm-hmm. y'all should request video podcasts. Thank you.
I next. Should do right. a video podcast and just like set it up.
That's
on
my last. That's my last plugin.
Set it up right there.
Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah, it's different when you can see their facial expressions.
Yeah, that's true. But then I can't sit like this. Look, I'm literally folded in half. I'm sitting like a Muppet.
No, for sure, for sure. But another point of creativity.
Everyone tells me that they want a video podcast.
Yeah, I have video podcasts playing when I'm working.
Yeah. Okay, well, 2021, maybe a video podcast is coming. We'll see. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Of course,
again.
Thanks for having me again.
It's so fun. We've been talking for an hour and 25 minutes.
I don't think that shocks anybody.
It doesn't. And people like longer episodes. So
let's be honest. It's fun. Like, we honestly could go on talking for more, but we're gonna hold this back so she can edit it.
Yeah, we really could. And those are all the points that I wrote down, but we could just go off on a tangent, honestly. But anyway,
yeah.
Do you have anything else to add about 2020, 2021?
No, I hope everyone has a great year. Yeah. I'm sorry the year that you had. I know that everyone's gone through stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope you're just as helpful as we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're in your corner.
Yeah.
And check us out on all of our socials.
Yeah, I'll tag her. Yeah. Check out the Instagram. I'll tag her on there, too. Follow the Kind of Relatable Instagram. I have a lot of listeners who don't follow on Instagram.
Ooh.
So it's crazy, like looking at the actual numbers, mm-hmm. like who listens to the podcast. And I mean, I don't think my first instinct of a podcast is to go look at the Instagram. But if you're yeah. ever curious or want to submit a question or a comment or a topic yeah. request, DM it to
the easiest way.
Yeah. That's how you contact me. I don't yeah. have a specific email for it. Anyways, at Kind of Relatable Podcast. And yeah, check out the Instagram. Check out our Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for listening.
Bye, you guys.
You'll be on here again.
Always.
Eventually.
Call me, beat me when you want to reach me.
Hey, Phoebe. Kim Possible.
Oh, y'all.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.